Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning, August the 28th, 2023. 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and you are listening to WGH Talk last Monday in the month of August. Now, we did get a phone call there in the break in which somebody would like to call in, and we'll take your phone calls. 740-383-9944. Chad Clark is the guest. The CD is It's About Time, and you can get cuts off this CD on Spotify, iTunes, a whole lot of places. 3.3 million streams on Spotify since November of last year when the CD dropped. 740-383-9944. Chad, do they even say CD dropped anymore? Am I using terminology from
I don't know what to say
another
anymore,
era?
Scott, I mean, do you say album? Do you say CD? I'm not sure anymore.
Release. Since the release happened.
Since the release.
740-383-9944. So if you'd like to talk to Chad or ask a question, feel free to call in. 740-383-9944. What was that day in November like when it became available to the public?
Oh, that was awesome because, you know, it took us like 3.5 months to record it. So once again, recording a CD is just like shooting a video. I mentioned earlier, I think we did 3.5 hours of footage for a 4.5 minute song. So you can just imagine the cuts and the redos and the layering that goes into a CD. So it took us a while to get it completed.
Now, there's a song on the CD, Deep Hollow Road. Now, we're going to play a cut off the CD. Tell us where this came from, this song.
Actually, Deep Hollow Road actually exists down in Athens County. There's a town down that way called Coolville. I thought that was a made-up name, but there really is a town in Ohio called Coolville, Ohio. And just outside of Coolville, there's a road called Deep Hollow Road. I've got a good friend here in Marion that has a little getaway down there, a hunting cabin, and we like to go down there and just hang out and unwind, and that's where the song came from.
And here it is off the CD. It's About Time, Chad Clark, Deep Hollow Road.
Sometimes life can get you down. Signal on my cell phone. If you need a place to forget life's heavy load, Deep Hollow Road. Right out front, a fire ring. Guitars and we're fixing to sing. Passing around the PBR. Something a little stronger in a mason jar. With a blacktop ends and it turns to stone. A good place to be gone. Ain't got no signal on my cell phone. If you need a place to forget life's heavy load, Deep Hollow Road. his stepdaddy was born right here. He said that winter was a cold damn year. He left as a boy for Vietnam. He came home a different man. Where the blacktop is and it turns to stone, a good place to be gone. Ain't got no signal on my cell phone. If you need a place to forget life's a heavy load, Deep Hollow Road. Place to be gone. Ain't got no signal on my cell phone. And if you need a place to forget life's heavy load, Deep Hollow Road.
Deep Hollow Road off the new CD. It's About Time, Chad Clark. How about that? Chad, it's a great song.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's and as I was telling you during the break there, when you open up the cover of this CD, there's a picture of you in front of a bridge, and I said, I know that bridge very well, over in Upper Sandusky.
Yeah, it's the Parker Bridge in Upper.
Parker Bridge.
Outside of Upper in the country there.
Now, this CD, when you were putting this together, what was your biggest concern?
The biggest concern was having it sound like a professional recording. You know, you wanted that polished sound that you get in Nashville's, and that's one thing that me being in Marion, I didn't have a lot of hands-on in the post-production, so I was worried that it would come off, you know, a little substandard, but I'm really satisfied with the way it came out.
And again, for our caller who called in during the break, if you would like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have a question or comment, feel free to give us a buzz here. We are live this morning. Chad, tell us where you grew up. Tell us about your childhood.
I grew up in New Bloomington, went to Elgin, graduated from Elgin, so I'm a county boy, so that's my background.
When did music enter your life?
Basically, 12 or 13, I got a guitar for Christmas. I got the old Sears special, and that was back in the day when you lived in New Bloomington. You had three channels on your television set, so you had to find something to occupy your time, so I took up music.
All of us do not have musical ability. I do not have it. I can't play an instrument. I can't sing. When did you know you had this ability?
Probably 14 or 15. I kind of knew I was good enough to maybe do something with it. And actually, I was 15 years old and started playing the bars. My mom and dad used to have to take me because I wasn't even old enough to be in them, but played a lot at Indian Lake. Back in the late 80s, you know, that was a big thing over there, and plenty of venues to play, and that's where I kind of started out.
You know, I was telling you last night, I'd seen an old interview that Johnny Cash did on YouTube last night, and he had went through a lot of rough stuff in his life. He talked about growing up dirt poor, losing a brother when he was very young. He had substance abuse issues throughout his career. He had a rough life, pain issues, and he thought that gave him perspective on things that he could do, things that he could sing. Is there anything in your background that has given you perspective? And this might, let's take our call here, and then we'll come back to that because this might be the call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I was calling to say hi to Chad and you, Scott, and My name is Amanda, and one of my favorite songs from him is Sad Souls.
I think we're going to have that one before the hour's up. Is that right, Chad?
Yeah,
Sad Songs?
We're going to do that one live.
Awesome.
Now, you're a fan of Chad's.
Definitely. I was also in at the bar with him in the background of his video.
Oh, so you were there when the video was filmed.
Yeah.
What was that experience like as somebody in the Shovel City Drinkery that night? What was it like for you?
That was exciting.
Do you like the song?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He is a great artist.
Now, what about his music appeals to you?
I'm sorry?
What about his music appeals to you? The sound?
Oh, I love the sound of his music.
The lyrics, what the song talks about?
Of Sad Songs or the song he performed or...
Either one. Why is Sad Song your favorite? Songs.
I like Sad Songs. Well, I actually listened to it last night because my grandma just passed away. Yesterday morning, so I was listening to that, and it helped me through it a little bit. And
Chad, what does that mean when you hear something like that?
That touches me a lot.
And it helped you through. How did it help you through? Just hearing something like that in a tough moment in your life?
Oh, definitely, yes.
And, yeah, condolences on the passing of your grandmother, but that's nice to hear.
Yeah, sorry for your loss.
Yeah, that's nice to hear, though, that music was able to help you on the day that would happen. That's a big check mark in the positive column. Well, I'm glad you're out there this morning. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for... I actually just learned that you had this on the stream. I never knew that... You had a radio station on the internet.
Well, I'm glad. Hey, listen every morning. I'm glad you're out there.
Thanks for all your support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, Chad, that's you became a little emotional there. That's something to hear.
Yeah, that's great.
When you write a song, do you ever think about something like that? That on the day of somebody important's passing to somebody, that they'd be listening to your music that night to help get through it?
No, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Sad Song, since we're on it here, where did that come from?
Once again, you know, it talks about your father dying, and my dad's not gone, but it's something we've all gone through, you know, and once again, I just try to touch people's emotions.
Yeah. Well, apparently it worked.
Apparently I did it.
Yeah, in this particular case. When you're writing a song that deals with emotion like that, do you take a little more time, a little more care, a little more effort with it?
Yeah, I definitely on Sad Songs went back several times and fine-tuned, changed things. You want it to mean something at the end.
Well, I think we're going to have Sad Songs performed live here momentarily. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get ready for that one, I think it's a good time after that phone call and talking about the derivation of that song. Again, Chad Clark is the guest this morning. It's About Time is the CD, and remember, you can check him out on Spotify, iTunes, and all other great platforms out there. Now, the song here, and this is on the CD, number 7 on the CD, Sad Songs, Chad Clark here on WGH Talk.
Mama said, better come home quick. Don't look good. Your daddy's awful sick. So I called me a play. Went to his bed. Held his hand. This was all he said. When when I die. Don't play no sad songs. Don't you cry. Not a single tear. Cause I've lived a good life. Though I've seen a bit of sorrow, you know I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't even want to try. Then he closed his eyes to fight back the pain. He turned his head and he faded away. Finally he broke away from life's heavy chain. Still hear him like it was yesterday. And when I die, don't play no sad songs. Don't you cry, not a single tear. Cause I lived a good life. Though I've seen a bit of sorrow, you know I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't even want to try. With the hands of time, I think I finally understand the words of wisdom from an old dying man. Live each day like it's your last. Look for tomorrow. Never dwell on the past. And when I die, don't play no sad songs. Don't you cry. Not a single tear. Cause I've lived a good life. Though I've seen a bit of sorrow, you know I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't even want to try. No, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't even want to try.
Sad Songs, Chad Clark here on WGH Talk. It's About Time is the CD. And I can see why that song would touch people, certainly the caller who called in, and a lot of people listening to it. A lot of people have experienced things like that. Chad, how do you construct a song like that? As you say, your father has not died. He's still with us. But is that relying on other people you have seen go?
Sure. Yeah,
I think you. But it says it in a lot of ways, because how many people have I heard who are leaving, dying, will say, "Don't be sad when I go," although it's hard not to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's that song says it all. I can see why that touched the listener out there this morning, and I thank her for calling in. Chad, we were talking about music ability. When did you know you had a voice that could sing? When did you know you had the ability to play a musical instrument?
I was a teenager, and like I said, I was probably about 15. I started playing, you know, in my bedroom like everybody does, and I had the old cassette recorder back in the day and would play it back, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute, this isn't that bad.
Do you like to hear yourself?
No.
Nobody does.
Absolutely not.
Why is that?
I don't know. You don't hear your voice when you're speaking the way that you do when it's played back to you. So.
Are you your worst critic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you hear when you hear something?
I hear every wrong note. I hear everything wrong, yes.
Yeah. But it's not really there in reality, or is it?
Most people... Well, sometimes in reality it is there, but I'm overcritical.
Nobody hears it.
Nobody hears it.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. It's a particular ear. Now, are you critical of other people's music? Not walk up to them and tell them, but listen to it and say, well...
You know what? I'm not critical, but I think that most musicians that are listening today can attest to what I'm about to say. We listen to music differently because I always say that I really don't listen to music. I analyze it. So musicians just do it different.
Analyzing a song, I'm sure that's a deep process, but kind of give us the overview. If you hear somebody perform something, analyzing it, what does that mean?
I'm listening to the melody, I'm listening to the key changes, I'm listening to things that the average person doesn't listen to.
If I go to the local bar or the local club and a band is performing, I'm just hearing a band and I'm thinking, this is nice to have music here tonight. What are you listening to? What are you hearing? A local group.
I'm listening to... their mix, that's important to me. I'm listening to their melody exchanges, their harmonies, all that stuff that the average person, you know, doesn't really analyze. Musicians analyze that. But I'm not critical. I try not to be critical of other performers, but I do listen to music differently.
I think we have another call coming in here. If you want to slip on the headphone there, let's go back to the phones. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to call and say hi. And I saw Chad Clark at the Leru Orang Bang, and he's a good singer.
Oh, the Orang Bang. You saw him at the Orang Bang.
Yeah, you're a good singer.
Well, thank you.
I saw you at the Leru Orang Bang.
Now, what do you like about Chad's music?
I like the one song that's called... I like the one song that's called... let's see here. It's called They Live On. I love all the songs.
Now, They Live On. Now, Chad, what's that about?
That's about your relatives dying again.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, no, that's... Now, what do you like about that song?
I just like it.
Yeah.
I love his music and all. He's a good singer.
So if he's playing somewhere, you're definitely going to want to be there.
Yep.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being out there this morning. Thanks for listening.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, another song about relatives dying. Now, has that become a particular area that you're interested in?
No.
Just happened that way.
It's not something I'm interested in, Scott, no.
It just happened that way.
Yeah, it just happened. But once again, I just try to write stuff that I know that people can relate to. So,
you know, grief is a big emotion, but it's also one of those things that a lot of people don't necessarily like to touch on.
No.
Because it's tough.
Yeah, yeah. And once again, that's why I like to write songs that kind of touch parts of you that you're not comfortable with.
You know, a lot of songs, and you said some of your songs are about relationships. Country music really has the corner on that. Now, not that other people don't do songs about relationships, but why is that such a theme in country music?
Once again, it's back to what I said earlier, Harlan Howard saying that country music's three chords and the truth. You just want to touch on things that people can relate to.
Why is that so relatable?
Because everybody's been through a breakup at one time or another, even if it's puppy love in the seventh grade. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you would think other genres of music would want to be relatable, but that, I mean, there have even been jokes written over the years about country music and the breakups and so on and so forth, and the love songs that we talked about, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton earlier on. One of their biggest songs was Islands in the Stream.
Right.
It just is something in country music.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to performing, so many musicians now, if you go to a concert, aren't really performing. That doesn't seem to be the case with country artists.
Not in general. I will say that there are some country artists that uses tracks. Yes, I have encountered that before, but in general, you're going to see real musicians playing real music.
Who would you say is at the top right now in country music?
I would say probably Morgan Wallen. Out of the new crowd. Morgan's got to be right up there at the top out of the new crowd. And look at what he just did at the Shoe. He sold the Shoe out twice. So that was two of the biggest country concert attendance-wise in the United States. And he did it back-to-back nights. So Morgan's got a lot of talent. A lot of people might have their own opinion about Morgan Wallen, but I think he's one of those guys that he's going to be around for a while because he's a singer-songwriter.
We talked a little bit about Jason Aldean earlier in the controversy. Do you think long-term that will help or hurt his career? Because he's a young guy.
Well, you know, at first I thought maybe it was going to be negative, but apparently it isn't, because the country music fan base has rallied around him. The week that it was actually a big controversy and he was pulled from CMT, his video was pulled, he actually, I think, was number one that week on Billboard. So, once again, country music fans are very loyal, and I got to give a shout out to Jason, because I did my CD release party at his bar in Nashville, so he allowed me to do that. So
now, what was that like?
That was totally awesome, because I got to work with some Nashville musicians, some real road dogs. Gary Sadker on keys, he was on the road with Holly Dunn and Billy Dean, and I can't even name them all. My lead guitarist down there was a man named Coleman Murphy. He spent 9 years on the road with John Anderson. Was George Jones' last guitar player before George passed away. Played with Bo Diddley. I mean, these people are not just musicians, but they're part of our musical fabric. My fiddle player down there was a great, great violinist. Her name's Lauren Sachs, and she tours with Terry Clark. And I believe she played with me on the Saturday, the last Saturday of February, I believe, is when we did our CD release party. The very next Saturday, she was at the Jacksonville Civic Center opening up for Reba McEntire with Terry Clark. So she sends me pictures of her at the Hollywood Bowl, her at Madison Square Garden. So I know these people, and it's pretty cool to be able to say that, hey, I know the heavy hitters in Nashville.
Is it different performing in Nashville than anywhere else?
Not really, no. To be perfectly honest with you, it's not really different performing in Nashville, other than the fact that there's a lot more talent with their eyes on you.
A lot of people, even though it's not the biggest venue, save a seminal moment in their career, is performing at the Grand Ole Opry. Would that be a big deal to you?
Yes.
Do you think you'll get there?
I don't know if I'll ever get there, but it would be a huge honor to be at the Grand Ole Opry, yes.
What is it about that? I've been there.
It's the history.
The history.
The history of it all.
So that would be different.
Yes.
If you could write the next 5 years of your life, what would you like to see?
Let's roll back 10 years ago. I've got some songs that are 10 years old. I've got some songs that are 5 years old. I've got some songs that are 2 years old. I think as I get older, I become a better songwriter. I really do.
Do you want to be a Morgan Wallen? Do you want fame, success?
You know, I'm not looking for big time fame and success. I'm an older guy, so I don't know if I got that, you know, to look forward to in my career, but I would like to be known as a good songwriter and somebody that, you know, writes a good tune.
What happened at this age and stage in your life that got you away from performing with bands and doing cover songs into releasing CDs, your own stuff, being a single, doing videos?
Well, it's kind of a funny story, actually. I worked for a major telephone company for 30 years, and they had an early retirement buyout. I thought, well, I'm absolutely too young to retire. I can't retire. So I talked to a financial advisor of mine, and he gave me the numbers back, and I said, well, I'm out of here. I'm leaving this. So I left the phone company, and I had written a song, and somebody said, hey, that's a pretty good song. Just a friend had heard it, and I put it on this thing that I knew nothing about called TikTok, and never really understood what TikTok was, never knew what it was all about. I'm an older guy, so I'm not really into all this tech stuff. But I put that on, and in 2 weeks, I had like 38,000 hits. So after that, I decided, hey, I've got a whole folder of songs here. Maybe I should go do a CD. So I went and did my own independent artist CD, produced it myself, and it just took off from there. How I got 3.3 million streams, I don't know.
Do you think a lot of things had to line up there? Early retirement being offered to you, your friend, TikTok, something you weren't even familiar with, pulling this song out, deciding to do it, and now it's led to this. Is that luck? Is that divine intervention? Is that a belief in something higher than yourself? What is that?
It's got to be a little bit of all of those, isn't it? I mean, really.
Now, do you have a strong faith in things?
I'm spiritual. Yeah.
Is that's another theme in country music.
Yeah.
Is that something you tend toward?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
When you say, would you define spiritual?
You know, I have a belief in God. I believe that when I say spiritual, you know, I live by the golden rule, try to anyway. Yeah. So I think that people relate to that.
They certainly do. I think that it's been one of those themes throughout the years in country music, and certainly other types of music as well. Chad Clark is the guest. It's About Time is the CD, but again, he's available on Spotify and iTunes and other great venues out there. When you think of things like TikTok and YouTube and Spotify and iTunes, where do you think we're going? Because I don't think this is the end. Just the beginning, maybe.
It is the beginning. And like I said earlier, you know, I think that probably hard CDs are going to be gone. I don't sell many of those. Most of that I do sell are like at my shows, and people want them autographed. You know what I'm saying? But right now you can go on iTunes. You can get my entire album for half the cost downloaded on your phone. So, yeah, you don't have the pictures, and you don't have the actual CD that you can hold in your hand, but you get the music. So that's where I see things going. I see more independent artists. You know, we talked earlier about Oliver Anthony, is that his name?
I believe so.
Oliver Anthony, you know, 2 weeks ago had the number one song on iTunes, and he sang it with just an acoustic and microphone in the woods, and that couldn't have happened 20 years ago. You know, absolutely not.
Is that good or bad overall?
Because I think it's good because it gives a variety. I really think it's good because, like I said, right now in Nashville, you've got probably 20 to 30 major players. The record labels have swallowed up the smaller independent record labels. So they're dictating what we're hearing. And now with the internet, you get different genres of country music. To say the word country music is a very broad term. You know, that's like saying rock and roll. Well, what kind of rock and roll? Classic rock, punk rock, you know, you can break it down. Same way in country music. You got bluegrass. You've got traditional country music. You've got popular country music. There's so many different genres, and I think that the internet is going to give us a lot more variety.
We've got about 10 minutes left here with Chad Clark, and we're going to hear another song, but tell us how people can find you and what big events you've got coming up in the next year.
Hey, locally, we've got, I don't know if anybody's heard about this, but next April, we're going to have a solar eclipse, and Marion happens to be in the hot spot of this solar eclipse. So there's a music promoter, Madman Music Productions, and they're right here out of Marion, Ohio. They're going to promote some shows, and they're calling it the Lights Out Tour. And April 5th will be at the Marathon Center in Findlay, which is comparable to our palace. And then April 6th, which is Saturday night of 2024, we're going to be at the Palace Theater. And I say we because it's going to be Lee Gant, a Nashville recording artist, Kyle Fields, my good buddy out in Nashville. You can hear him on Broadway almost all the time, and myself. We're all three going to be doing a packet show at the Palace Theater on April 6th, and it's the Lights Out Tour, so that's one place you can see us next spring. But this fall, I'm going to be down at the Ohio Quarter Horse Congress, which is a big deal in Columbus, so if anybody has the time, catch me down there.
Now, are there places you like to play, will play, won't play?
I'll play anywhere.
Somebody says, come down.
Yep.
We want, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Is it big? Is it more, do you prefer playing big venues or small venues?
They're different. They're totally different. Sometimes I enjoy a bigger venue. You know, it has its pros and cons. But a smaller venue, it has its pluses because it's more intimate. You get to interact with the audience more.
Being from New Bloomington, does it mean something next April to play the Palace with your own music on stage?
It means a lot because over the years, I have opened up for so many national acts at the Palace Theater. I think that I've locally got the record for opening up. Now, the past 7 or 8 years, the Palace hasn't had opening acts when they bring in a national touring band, but back in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, I was opening up for people all the time. I opened up for Charlie Daniels, Tammy Wynette. I can't even think of all the people that I've opened up for at the Palace. But for me to headline this show, because I'm actually going to close the show here in Marion, my two buddies is going to go first, and I'm going to end the night. That's going to be a big deal.
Would you like to tour the country?
Yes, and I kind of do. I mean, in a regional setting, you know, Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, we'll do those, and eventually I would like it to branch out from there. Right now with the streaming, I haven't ventured across the Mississippi yet, but I'm getting a lot of fans in Texas, Colorado, and believe it or not, even Los Angeles. I got a fan base in L.A.,
Very nice. And how far away have you heard from people because of the internet?
I guess Australia is probably the farthest point. A lot of people from England touch base with me. But it's amazing to me when I hear from people from non-English speaking countries. Like just got a email the other day from a gentleman from Belgium. So that's kind of cool.
That's a kick.
It's a real kick. I understand a little bit about the Germany thing. You know, there's a lot of American influence in Germany, a lot of army bases in Germany. I get a lot of hits from Germany, but when I got the one from Belgium, I'm like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, that ain't bad. That ain't bad. What does music do for people? We heard a little bit from the caller earlier, helped her in a tough time, but it also helps people get going in the morning. They sing in the shower. What is it about music?
I think that music, like I keep saying, sparks your emotion. You know, whether it be good or bad, or like you said, a good fast song in the morning gets you charged up, ready for your day.
Yeah.
You know, it just sparks your emotions.
I think we have one more caller here. Chad Clark is the guest, recording artist. It's about time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'd like to talk to him. My wife and I had a home away from home down around Racine, Ohio. You get down around that area?
I have before, yes.
Yeah, and when you said Coolville, well, I've hunted and fished along the Ohio River stuff, but what point I was going to get to, wouldn't it be neat you get on one of the river boats down around that area, down around Big Bend and stuff like that?
That would be super cool.
Sing along the river, because people all along the river, when some of them famous river boats come down there, boy, there'd be gobs of people up around Pomeroy and all down around Syracuse and stuff.
I was just getting ready to say there is a river fest in Pomeroy, and I'm in negotiations to play their river fest. It's not finalized, but I could possibly be down there next summer.
When that's going to be, that would be a really delightful scene. I can already see you singing in the riverboats going down there, the tall stacks, buddy. That's something else, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thanks
well, good
for
luck
calling.
To you and keep up your good work.
Hey,
now,
I appreciate
you're an
it.
Older guy. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes, sir.
I just turned 57.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've been down around there running the hills and stuff down there, clear back. Well, I'm 82, so the state of Ohio wanted our place, and they put a new road down through there, that Superhighway 33, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we're just about 5 miles out of Ravenswood, if you ever cross the bridge here.
Yep, that's awesome.
Well, we will
good luck to you, and you hang in there. You're doing a good job.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. And we will definitely keep you updated on Chad's travels and appearances, and hopefully he'll come back with us from time to time. This has been fun. We've got about 4 minutes left here, and we want to get another tune in this morning from Chad. Again, the CD is Chad Clark. It's About Time. And again, it's all over the internet right now. Just clicks away. You can go to Spotify, iTunes, or any other outlets to hear Chad. Chad, what song do we got here?
We're going to do Break the Spell.
Break the Spell, Chad Clark, here on WGH.
Her baby is crying and she's only 19. Just 2 years ago, she was a homecoming queen. Night a young passion and the tables did turn. Being a single mama is something she will learn. She waits on tables to try to make ends meet. Some night she's standing dead on her feet. The father found out before the baby was born, and he ran like the wind of a West Texas storm. Her daddy calls her princess to this day. But her fairy tale is fading away. No one to cry to, no one to tell, no prince to kiss her, break the spell. In a tiny old trailer that leaks in the rain, she rocks her baby just to ease the pain. Giving up is something that she can't do. She's not living for one, now she's living for two. Daddy calls her princess to this day, but her fairy tale is fading away. No one to cry to, no one to tell, no prince to kiss her, break the spell. Her baby is crying and she's only 19. Just 2 years ago she was a homecoming queen.
Break the Spell off of the new CD, Chad Clark, It's About Time. Chad, 2 hours blew right by, didn't it?
It blew right by.
It blew right by. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Scott. I really appreciate this.
This has been a lot of fun, and people will be able to listen on the internet. It'll be up later today, wwgh1071.com. And we certainly appreciate Chad Clark, who is certainly going places without doubt. Chad, thank you so much.
Hope to come back soon.
I hope so, too. Hey, this is Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
...of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the